Checking in with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Been traveling over the last week or so. Missed you last Monday, but welcome back to the program.
Tom, Laura, thanks for having me back. And, yeah, I was traveling last Monday and so couldn't call in.
Hey, all right. Coming up at the end of the month, March 31st, is the healthcare deadline, the Obamacare deadline. This is supposedly the drop-dead, end-all, oh-my-gosh, OMG, if you don't have it, deadline. Now, we've seen these things before, and things keep getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. We've had modifications like almost 30 times to this law. Okay, is there really a deadline?
Well, Tom, that's a great point. When you probably take into account all the waivers and exceptions and stuff, it's really kind of hard to tell who's actually subject to this, March 31st deadline. And, you know, is there a chance that the president will, come up with something this week or next week, to kind of kick the can down the road a little bit further? But like you said, a lot of people have been given a get out of jail free card for an extended period of time on some of the mandates and exceptions. So we'll just kind of wait and see. I think what would be the interesting thing is if we do the March 31st date becomes a hard date, it'd be interesting to kind of look at the statistics of, who signed up, what the demographics of the people that signed up, because that's really going to impact, have a financial impact on, how successful this plan may or may not be.
You know what I'm thinking? I think one of the biggest problems at this point, Randy, is the people of the U.S. of A. are just plumb worn slick. And we have what is the equivalent to that is known as like warning fatigue. It's kind of like the weather radio going off constantly. And you're hitting the snooze button and turning it off. And, some people have unplugged it and thrown it across the room and damaged it beyond repair. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And because I think this has been such a complex piece of legislation, I think a lot of people think it's flawed. Obviously, the implementation has not gone anywhere I think the American people were told that this is going to be. And every day, there's some new nuance to this. And as you said, there's just fatigue of, hearing about Obamacare this, Obamacare that. And a lot of people still confused about how it's going to impact them personally. And a lot of businesses still, with the business mandate, employer mandate being postponed, that kind of increased that uncertainty for a lot of those businesses.
I can actually tell you, me personally, a 90-day supply of some of the prescriptions that I'm on because I'm diabetic, my copay went from $30 to enough for a 90-day supply on one to $87.50. And on others went from like under $10, like some weird figure, like, $8.25 to $87.50. Now come to find out, if I went back and I get these by prescription with my doctor, if I don't even run some of these through my insurance, it's cheaper for me just to buy it.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's structured because there's so much administrative goo that the insurance companies have to wade through to process all this stuff that, it just raises the prices on everything. And changing things constantly even raises it more. So,
yes, and you're probably figured into all of those calculations, Tom, are probably some things that you're covered for that you don't need to be covered for. I mean, that's one of the problems is that in the past, insurance companies were able to kind of tailor a policy, to meet the needs both financially and physically of their customers. But now the government basically, boilerplating, what these plans have to include. And so they're loaded up with some things that maybe people don't need. And as a result of that, the premiums have increased, dramatically and the co-pays have gone up and the deductibles and all of that.
Yeah.
So
But on the other side of that, at least they can't turn people down for pre-existing conditions anymore, which they could do in the past.
That's right, Laura, and that is an important part of it. You know, there was already in place some provisions for people that were having trouble getting covered, and whether it will be a Republican plan or a Democratic plan, is it needs to make sure a provision that everybody can have available and accessible health care in our country. I'm just not sure whether we're moving down the right track or not, but certainly that's an important feature for people that have some pre-existing conditions.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And, talking with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, just one thing real quick before we cut away to the break, Randy. Also, I just recently, about a month, 5 weeks ago, went to the doctor and had some trouble breathing, and I was prescribed some medication. Now my plan or my insurance coverage wouldn't cover some of the medication. I was required to have an inhaler, and if I was cash out of pocket, $291.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Whereas before it was covered. So anyway, there you have it. One for the Obamacare Punch Bowl, 744. KFYO right now, 748 with Tom and Laura. Congressman Randy Neugebauer on the line. Randy, this Flight 370 thing is just bizarre. There's a signpost up ahead.
It's terrible.
It is, and it's so sad. And, you know, I think the people that I feel the most sorry for are these families. It's mm-hmm. got to be an up-and-down situation for them, because every time, some country says they've spotted something, you know, and they rush out there, they don't find anything, and we're there for a while, they thought maybe the plane hadn't crashed. You know, I mean, just think about those families now for nearly 2 weeks. The group just been in limbo.
This is one thing that I saw this morning on a news report. The photographs from the airport security of the two Iranian guys, they say it was a mishap when they were actually making photocopies of these pictures, which I don't see how they lay over. And, you know, it would appear that both of the photos had the exact same legs in the exact same pose. And if you look at them, there's a definite, you know, similarity.
I saw that this morning on television, and I believe it is the same set of legs.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
But, you know, and this is stuff that was released by the Malaysian people. I'm kind of thinking maybe that there's, you know, they're cooking the books on this thing or something. Like, they're not being straight up with people.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of criticism of the Malaysian government on how they've handled this, how they've dealt with the families, and the coordination with other countries. And I think maybe some of that's getting better. We seem to have more of the international community getting involved in this now. But, the Malaysian government has, I think, by everybody's account, hasn't been very stellar here.
Yeah. I find that interesting that we have probably expended more time, more attention, and more resources on this Flight 370 than we have attention, time, and resources to the crisis in Ukraine, which is really a huge crisis. We'll talk about that when we come back. Good morning. It's 7:51. KFYO 7:55 with Collins Mack on the phone. Randy Neugebauer, good morning.
Well, early this morning, the Russian troops stormed the naval base in eastern Crimea. They used armored personnel carriers, stun grenades. Russian paratroopers have descended into the base from four helicopters hovering above. Three Russian vehicles were seen leaving the base carrying Ukrainian Marines whose hands had been tied up. Smoke was seen coming from the barracks. Things are really starting to heat up even more over there. What does all this mean for us here in the U.S.?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And more importantly, what does it mean for that region over there? Is this just the beginning? And I think that's the question everybody's been concerned about, is where do we go from here? And I know the president, I think, is on his way to Europe right now. And the question will be, I'm sure that'll be a part of the discussions over there, is what will be the rest of the world's reaction you know, to what Mr. Putin has done in the Ukraine.
What do you think we should do? What, you know, how does this affect the safety of the rest of the world with whatever Russia's doing over there?
Well, I think, you know, certainly we should continue to step up our sanctions. You know, I think at this particular point in time that that's one of the tools that's available to us, mm-hmm. and that we can make it economically painful for that for Russia, but more importantly, we can make it painful for some of Putin's cronies. And cronyism is alive and well in Russia. And so I think we start to do that. I think we have to get the rest of the international community to back us on that as well.
Well, certainly is interesting, and I don't think that this is any time for us to, you know, consider, you know, cutting defense. I mean, let's hold our water and make sure that we know where we're at, because this is just, you know, talking about cutting defense at this point, this is insanity. And you know, talking about defense and all that, you have your academy platform coming up. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, so next Monday, the March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Science Spectrum, I'll hold an academy forum. And this is where the young men and women that are interested in going to one of our nation's military academy, whether it be West Point, the Naval Academy, Air Force, Merchant Marine, or Coast Guard, can come and learn more about how you get to be nominated to go one of those. And we always have a big turnout there. And so if you're have a niece or nephew, or you're a parent, or you're a school official, counselor, I hope that you'll encourage the young people to come. I'll be there personally, and there'll be people there from the various academies, and we'll have a little bit of a film about each one of the academies. And it's a great way for young men and women to get a great education, but this is really about leadership training, and so it's always a good event, and we encourage folks to attend.
Hey, fantastic. Randy, thanks for being with us this morning. Just about out of time. Have a fantastic week. Check in with you next Monday.
You bet. Take care. Y'all have a great week.
You too.